Polak, after campaigning on Charlottesville hoax. Joe Biden gives unity speech in Gettysburg. By Joel B. Polak on October 6, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden delivered a speech in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. On Tuesday, the site of one of the most important battles of the Civil War. Ironically, in August, President Donald Trump proposed giving a speech at Gettysburg. After left-wing rioters spent the summer tearing down national monuments, including to Civil War heroes and abolitionists. CNN and other critics suggested, absurdly, that Trump was on the side of the Confederacy. No such skepticism for Biden. But there should be. Because from the start of his campaign, Biden has flogged a lie, the Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax. The hoax is the claim that Trump called violent neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people. In fact, he said the neo-Nazis and white supremacists should be condemned totally. When he said very fine people, Trump was referring to non-violent protesters on both sides of the issue of the removal of a local Confederate statue. The hoax is a divisive lie. Our trust in each other is ebbing, Biden lamented in Gettysburg. He should know. Because on top of the Charlottesville hoax, Biden has told Americans we are guilty of systemic racism, that we need to rip the roots of systemic racism out of this country, and that we need revolutionary institutional changes. He repeated his claims about systemic racism in Gettysburg. He condemned violence, belatedly, after saying little while hundreds of riots raged across America all summer. On every occasion, Biden has blamed law enforcement first. He did it in June, saying police escalate tension. He did it in July, claiming federal officers were attacking peaceful protesters in Portland. He did it in August in Kenosha. He failed to mention riots in the entire week of the Democratic National Convention. He only changed his tune when the polls looked bleak. So congratulations to Joe Biden, for discovering unity after dividing the country. Which one will prevail, if he wins? Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.